Maybe he'll open his eyes. Maybe he'll stand and walk away, disgruntled and inconvenienced, but fine. Like we're motorists who've damaged each other's bumpers. Maybe. I close my eyes and wish for it. He's coughing, I say tonelessly. I can't tell her I got the wrong man. I can't tell her anything. Okay, good, the ambulance is nearly with you, she says. Sadiq, no, not Sadiq, is still lying there, his eyes closed, chest rising steadily. Can you put him in the recovery position? She says. Another surge of fear rushes through me like the tides coming in, and I try to ignore it, biting my lip. It is no longer fear of Sadiq. It is fear for what will happen to me now. Despite the dim lighting, I could see scuff marks on the pale walls. Kayla knocked and entered, all breezy cheerfulness. Now then, she said, what are we doing today? As I said, a bikini wax, please, she laughed. Yes, sorry, I meant what kind of wax would you like? I thought about this. Just the usual kind, the candle kind, I said. What shape? She said tersely, then noticed my expression. So, she said patiently, counting them off on her fingers, you got your French, your Brazilian, or your Hollywood? And that's what gave Mr. Twit his second nasty idea.